Welcome to the Professional Plumber Podcast. We hope that this podcast will bring some insight into who we are and what we do. So while in conversation with the PIRB, sit back, enjoy, and make sure to connect with the PIRB on Facebook or at pirb.co.za for more.
A warm welcome to our audience. My name is Willem Klopper. I am your host, and in this episode, we will discuss the induction program of the PIRB. Now, with me in studio, I have Marlies van Aswegen, Irene Roo, and Richard Bailey. We'll give our guests the opportunity to introduce themselves right after this.
Don't forget to download the all-new and improved App Plumber from the Google Play Store. All your plumbing solutions are just a click away, exclusively for Android users.
Just before I fire away with all the other questions that I have for you, I would like for each of you to just very briefly introduce yourselves to the audience. Richard, if we can start with you.
Thanks, Willem. My name is Richard Bailey. If you want to know about my career, I've been a plumber for touching on 2.5 decades, round about there. But within the PIRB, I fulfill certain roles. I've been an auditor for many years. I'm heading up auditing in the Western Cape. I have done that as well. Sitting on the National Executive. But with this new podcast process and rollout that we're going to do, I've been tasked with taking sort of control of the technical side of things and seeing to the
more technical discussions.
Smooth migration of information from the Tech Talk sort of live platform to a podcast sort of platform.
Right, Marlies, how about yourself?
Hi, thank you, Willem. I'm Marlies van Aswegen. I'm the operations manager at the PIRB. I've been with the PIRB for about 11 years now. I started at the bottom, registering the plumbers. We started with about 50 plumbers when I started in 2009, and I worked my way up with CPD and COCs and the audit department. And yes, so I'm the operations manager at this stage.
When you said that you started at the bottom and you worked your way up to where you are today, I almost thought you were going to say you dug the trenches and you lay the pipes.
No, I didn't go to the, as far as that. Not yet.
Irene, would you care to introduce yourself, please?
Yes. Hi, Willem. Thank you for having me today. I am Irene Roo. I've been with the PIRB for about a year and 6 months now, and I am the communications manager, and I also do the marketing at the PIRB. So everything internal, external communications comes through me.
And that includes communication regarding induction?
Yes.
Can you give us a little bit more of an overview of today's discussion, specifically the induction, shall I call it the process, the induction process of the PIRB?
You can call it the induction process, but it's basically a program that we will launch next year. But with this introduction that we are doing today, we want to focus on why we are going to launch podcasts every other Wednesday. Here we will focus on the PIRB and on technical issues that we see arise in the industry. And, of course, we will speak about the induction program.
So, Irene, what is your main idea with regard to these type of podcasts?
Willem, we wanted to create a space for various key role players to discuss how the PIRB works, what we do, and to give plumbers and even the public some insight into the PIRB. So in this podcast, we will therefore see our department managers come in, our employees will come in, and other people to talk about registration, the COC process, as well as the audit process, among many more things.
That sounds very interesting. So you'll basically bring in your administrative team and have them discuss, you know, what their functions, or shall I call it the departments, the different departments, the bigger role that each department plays within the PIRB.
Yes, and we'll get down to the nitty-ditty details with every department as well. so that plumbers can be informed in everything that we do.
So, Irina, tell me, is the podcasts, are they, do they form part of a marketing strategy from your side?
Yes, actually, we started looking at aggressive marketing strategies, if I can say it like that, since last year, December. We started with a radio campaign that did really well in the beginning of the year, but obviously COVID-19 and the coronavirus derailed a lot of our plans. So that is why we are trying to connect to plumbers out there and really tell them that we are here and we are listening and we are giving them the information.
Where can plumbers or those interested in the plumbing industry find these podcasts?
These podcasts will eventually be launched on various platforms, but if the public or plumbers want to listen to them, it will be available on our website, which is pirb.co.za.
And any other plans that you may have? What else are you planning to do?
Okay, so the podcasts are only one part of our marketing strategy. We are shifting our strategy towards the consumer throughout next year as well, and not only the plumbers. We want to make sure consumers are aware that they should always look for a PIRB registered plumber and ask for a COC. And obviously the details with regard to this will be explained later on in great detail. So people can watch our social media channels for everything that they need to know.
All right, so it's addressing both, you know, people from within the plumbing sector, the plumbing industry, as well as members of the public out there, the consumer for that matter.
Yes, that is our plan that we want to do.
Malise, did you want to add to that?
We will also launch our induction program. That will start in January 2021. We've recorded a few videos where the plumber will be able to really understand where the PRB is, what the PRB is doing, and every aspect from registration to COC, the audits, and we've also included ethics.
Malise, the induction, what was the main idea behind having implementing an induction program?
Okay, one of the big drivers was that SAQA produced a process where professional bodies have to introduce a form of ethics in its processes. Ethics is continuous, so that was one of the big catalysts of starting the process. As a professional body, we must continue with ethics. We must carry this message, and that's why we looked at the form of at this form of induction. The other driver was that people don't always read, so sometimes a video makes it a little bit easier for the guys to understand, and maybe easier to remember what you've seen and heard instead of just reading it. Our assessments are about the technical aspects currently at this stage, and we thought that explaining the PRB and explaining the processes that you are going through on a video format will be easier, and the guys will understand the whole PRB as a whole.
So then who will have to actually undergo or do the induction program, and when will it be implemented?
It will be implemented in January 2021. It will be compulsory for any new registrations in order to become a licensed plumber and be able to sign off your COC. Renewals, it will be, you can choose if you want to do it. If you do it within the first 2 months of being renewed with on the system, you will get 4 CPD points. But if you wait until month 3 up to month 12, then it will only be 2 points. And then thereafter, you need to wait for your next year in order to get 4 points again, of course.
Before we continue with our conversation, have a listen to this.
Plumber training has never been easier with articulated plumber courses. Enroll now to upskill yourself at your own pace and earn CPD points. Our informative and easy to follow courses can be found on iopsitraining.co.za. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Articulated Plumber.
And now, back to our conversation. Richard, this induction program will also be used in the corrective action process at the PRB. What exactly does that entail?
Yeah, so look, obviously when you start using words like corrective and that, you start to think, oh, well, it's there as a big stick. But that's not the case. Think of the following scenario. A plumber, Per chance. And it's not because the plumber's a bad plumber or is a negative person. It's just that, you know, life happens and you don't keep up your CPD or whatever the case may be, and you become deregistered, okay, for want of a better word. As part of the re-registration process, we would then require him or her to follow this induction program. Now, even somebody like myself, who I've been a member, I beg your pardon, I've been registered with the PRB for, 9 years or so. You know, it took me many years to kind of recognize the workings of the PRB and their real place in the industry and so on. And I think, you know, for a newly registered plumber that is looking to become part of this, it is going to be a very, very valuable tool in allowing him to immediately recognize and be able to understand how the PRB works and how it fits into the industry. And most importantly for me personally, I would think that the biggest advantage is to understand what the real objectives are behind the PRB. So, because we all know that there are elements that have got a negative connotation or a negative perspective of the PRB and what they do. And I think this induction process at least levels that playing field and says, hey, guys, this is actually what we're about. Yes, you've joined us because you've perhaps been asked to do so by the person that you contract to, or perhaps you now want to start issuing CRCs, and so you're a little bit sketchy about that. But when, once you've gone through the induction process, you want to be left with a sort of a, I don't want to say warm and fuzzy feeling, but a comfortable feeling. You know, you want to be comfortable with where you are, and I think that's what we're trying to think. And likewise, if you've become deregistered, we don't want to demoralize you. Go through the induction process. Those guys that are currently registered have not been through this induction process, so it would be their first time as well as my first time as well. So, yeah, it's a win-win on all fronts, I'd say.
I think there's a lot of value to it, and the induction process then also helps to the, you know, the inductees to understand the value of the PRB.
Correct.
We will also be including current things changing within the industry. We will include that and update the induction program in the year, so you won't necessarily be listening to exactly the same induction every year. We will update it.
Richard, by the sounds of it, you will be focusing on the more technical aspects of the podcast, or the more technical conversations and discussions that will be held during the podcast recordings. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, apparently so, Willem. Somewhere along the line, at some point, somebody decided that Richard was the right oak because he knows one or two things about them standards. Absolutely, I will be. And, you know, look, in as much as, you know, technology is such that we all got to adjust, all the industries have got to adjust. And, plumbing is no different. We are all glued to our phones. We are all glued to social media, to online stuff. And if we can start to align the necessary technical information that we have to bring across to plumbers, if we're going to call ourselves worthwhile in the industry, if we have to start aligning it to what technology requires and what society requires. And so, yeah. The podcasts are going to take on a technical nature in future. Well, not all of them, some of them. But what I'm saying is that the technical sort of aspects of what PRB offer are going to more and more become podcasts rather than live sessions. So yes, I'll be responsible for that.
I was just about to say that you know, they are currently platforms on which such discussions, more technical discussions, are held, and to me it sounds like you know, you may use or make use of the podcast platform as yet another method of communicating and connecting with your registered plumbers.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not a be-all and end-all. It's just yet another platform. You know, we're all aware of where the society is at the moment. None of us have, you know, with all this modern stuff around us that is supposed to make our lives easier and quicker and more efficient, none of us have got a single minute free of any day. So we can't sit and, you know, read a book. Well, we can, but I'm saying we'd rather be driving and listening to something while we're driving. And hence, yeah, and I mean, we're all like that. I find myself, my attention span is reduced. I mean, 10 years ago, I could happily sit and watch Lord of the Rings, the whole trilogy, you know, in one sitting. I don't think I'd make it through half an hour now because I'd be too distracted.
But Richard, you know, the thing is, the thing is also that, a conversation that you and I had quite a while ago, you said to me that back in the day when you were an apprentice, there was only one way for you to learn about plumbing. And that was on the job, and you had one journeyman or supervisor who gave you the training and shared with you the knowledge. And your words to me were back then that if you look at all the different methods and all the different platforms from which information can be shared with the plumbers today, they are actually spoiled for choice. You know, they can dig into so many options to get information and learn more and develop and grow. Is that correct? And I think that these podcasts will be a great platform for them to just get more information and in a very convenient way.
Yeah, spot on. I remember that conversation we had clearly, and without repeating what you've just said, but that's exactly it. The amount of information available at your fingertips today, whether it's your field or not, but let's stick to plumbing. Plumbing knowledge has always been from mouth to ear and from hand to hand, and you've had to do it. And if your journeyman, if the person that you were learning under was no good, well then guess what, you know good. Or if he didn't specialize in or never did any sewage work, only geysers, well guess what, you don't know about sewer. And so that was the limited scope of it. Today, I wish I had qualified in today's era because I would have made much better use of my time and learned all these things. But yeah, look, getting back to it, podcasting is something which I'm quite an aged person already, I suppose, and it's something that I was introduced to about 4 years ago. Five years ago, maybe, listening to stuff I really enjoy on podcasts, and I love it because it's my choice when I want to hear it. It's my choice when I want to go back and re-hear something, perhaps, and I love it. So the format of it is great, and if we can do it in such a way as to, and I know it's not a visual thing, it's just an audible thing, but I'm hoping to try and do it in such a way as to really invite the plumber and pique his interest and get him invested in the whole sort of knowledge gaining thing, you know. So we'll see how it pans out, but yeah, it's very exciting, man.
Oh, what better way to gain knowledge than switching on your mobile phone and tuning into the podcast, and on your way to site, you just sit and listen very conveniently to some very valuable information that may be shared with you on any specific podcast episode. I mean, how much more convenient do you want it?
Exactly. and you know, the whole thing surely must be shaped by what everybody wants it to be. You know, it's nobody's decision to say, oh, we will do it like this. No, we want to do it in a way that is going to add value to everybody. And if that means, listening to 300 people, well, then we must do that and get get plumbers on and let them share their experiences and so on. So I think it's the scope is huge. It can be broad. It's like you're standing in that point and you're not just focusing on one thing. You're looking around you 360 degrees. There's opportunities all over the place. So I think it's a underutilized platform, especially in this kind of space. I don't know of many podcasts, or not that I know podcasts very well, but I don't know of many that are sort of fulfilling this sort of role. So I think it's an untapped resource, and we can certainly make the most of it.
I would say the same for the induction course or the induction program that the PRB intends to launch from January onwards. I think the value that will carry for the registrants, for the registered or the registering parties, I think the value that it will bring, from just by listening to what you've answered, it's going to be exponential. So well done, and best of luck. Just before wrapping up this conversation, have a listen to this. We'd like to encourage our audience to follow Articulated Plumber on Instagram and Facebook to learn more about any exciting and interesting news that we may have. Our handle on both Instagram and Facebook is Articulated Plumber. I want to ask each of you if there are any final words that you may have for the audience, whether that be to consumers out there or whether that be to registrants who are already registered, or for that matter, plumbers who might be interested in joining up with the PRB. Irina?
I would just like to add with regard to the podcast, I just want to add that this is an ongoing thing. So we really don't have any limitations set, so we can really dive into the industry and look at each, little section of it. So hopefully that will be quite exciting for the plumbers to hear at the end of the day.
Marlies, any last words or any final statements?
I just want to say that we are really excited about these new projects of ours, and we want you guys to be excited with us. Take the journey with us, and let us know if you have any suggestions, anything that you would like to change, or anything that you want to hear from us. And that's all.
It's always good to hear from the actual people who you, if I can, for a lack of a better word, use the word serve, the people who you serve, and to hear what their suggestions are and their inputs are and their feedback and what their feedback is. So, Richard, any last words or final statements from yourself?
You said it's always good to get feedback from those we serve, and I would go a step further than that, and I'd say, well, it's absolutely vital to get that feedback, because if anybody thinks that they are able to make correct decisions in a bubble, they'd be sadly mistaken. So yeah, the feedback is absolutely vital, and not it's not about feedback, it's about interaction. It's about creating a space where people feel comfortable to engage, and that to me is the key. It's a safe space, and I'm allowed to make mistakes, and I'm allowed to say silly things, or I'm allowed to ask a question which you think is silly. There's no such thing as a silly thing. So to create that space and then really create just a safe haven, and just it's like coming home. So if we can do that, then the sky's the limit.
I think you couldn't have stated it better, Richard. I want to thank the three of you for having joined me today. Richard, you dialing in all the way from Cape Town. Irina and Marlies, for your efforts and your time in joining me in studio. I think it's something very exciting to look forward to for the plumbers, those who are already registered as well as those who are interested in registering. I think that I want to say well done and best of luck.
Thank you, Willem.
Thanks for having tuned in. Make sure to read more about the PIRB on our website at pirb.co.za and on our social media channels like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.